This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. A London-bound Air India passenger plane carrying 242 people, including two pilots and 10 cabin crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Of the passengers, 169 were Indian nationals, 53 British, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals were on board flight number AI171, which was operating from Ahmedabad to London. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil informed that former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani lost his life in the incident.
हमारे नेता पूर्व मुख्यमंत्री श्री विजय रूपाणी भी इसी फ्लाइट में अपने परिवार को मिलने के लिए जा रहे थे। वो भी इस हादसा का शिकार हुए हैं। भगवान उनकी भी आत्मा को शांति दे। भाजपा परिवार में एक बहुत बड़ी खोट आई है।
One survivor with minor injuries has been found. He has been identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, a British national. The injured were taken to the nearest hospitals. Gujarat government has made DNA testing arrangements at BJ Medical College, Ahmedabad, in view of the Air India plane crash incident. Families and close ones of the flight passengers, especially their parents and children, have been asked to submit their samples at the location to identify victims at the earliest. This was stated by Additional Chief Secretary in the Gujarat Health Department, Dhananjay Dwivedi, while talking to media. Mr. Dwivedi also said that the civil hospital has issued helpline numbers 6357-373831 and 6357-373841 for the relatives of the passengers and others injured. Let's go live to our Ahmedabad correspondent Chirag for more updates. Chirag, what is the latest that you have on the plane crash?
Recently, Union Home Minister Sri Amit Shah ji visited the plane crash site and addressed the media. And as of 10 p.m., rescue operations continue at the crash site with the emergency personnel searching through the debris for the more dead bodies. And the death toll is expected to rise as the recovery efforts progress. The lone survivor, as you mentioned, remains under the critical care. And also authorities are focusing on the identifying victims. As you have mentioned, the DNA report samples are being taken for the near and dear ones.
Thanks, Chirag, for the update. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that an operational control room has been activated at the ministry to coordinate all details available at contact numbers 011-246-10843 and 9650-391-859. It added that the ministry is committed to a swift response and full support for all affected. A dedicated helpline number +91 99741-11327 has been set up at Ahmedabad Airport for passenger queries and assistance. Another passenger helpline number, 1800-5691-444, has also been established by Air India to provide more information. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic plane crash in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the president said it is a heart-rending disaster and her thoughts and prayers are with the affected people. In a social media post, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar said, "In this moment of grief, the nation stands united in solidarity with affected people." Prime Minister Modi has termed the flight crash as heartbreaking beyond words. Mr. Modi said he is in touch with ministers and authorities who are working to assist those affected. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Air India plane crash has left the entire nation in shock and the government is standing with the kin of those who have lost their lives. Briefing media in Ahmedabad this evening, Mr. Shah said DNA tests will be completed soon, after which the bodies will be handed over to the families. He informed that Aviation Department has begun its probe into the incident.
भारत सरकार और गुजरात सरकार के सभी डिपार्टमेंट एक साथ होकर राहत और बचाव कार्य में लगे। इस विमान में कुल मिलाकर 230 यात्री देश के और विदेश के और 12 क्रू मेंबर सवार थे। इसमें से एक यात्री का बचने का अच्छा समाचार मिला है, मैं उनको मिलकर आया हूं। मृत्यु का आंकड़ा तो डीएनए परीक्षण और यात्रियों की पहचान के बाद ही अथॉरिटी अधिकृत रूप से घोषित करेगी।
Condolences have poured in from leaders across the world. And that is the end of this news bulletin.